Hello, Radio 1.
Hello there.
Hello.
It's Andy at Fedorinsky's in Haven.
Hello, Andy. You alright?
Yeah, not bad. I'm actually going to have a bit of a dig at you about skiers. Because I've been listening to you this week banging on about skiers and how strange you think they are. Actually, you know, we're not all one-piece wearing Lycra-loving freaks.
I didn't say that. I didn't mention Lycra.
Well, you know, you haven't taken into account the freestylers with their twin tips. You know, they spend more time going backwards than they do forwards.
Well, I haven't mentioned skiers today. All I've said so far is, all right, Treacle has said how good Joel's cooking is.
Well, that's not good enough, I'm afraid.
Right. I'm just saying, what I'm saying is there's loads of people who say they're going skiing to be cool, when in fact, they're just going drinking.
Ah, no, not at all, you know. It's just as good ripping up the park at Val d'Isère as it is going to cookies.
Oh, Val d'Isère, yeah. Oh, see you on the piste. Oh, you've obviously never been. I won't mention it again today, alright?
Okay.
I can't promise for the rest of the week, but not today, okay?
Okay then.
Love you.
Love you too, Scott. Scott Mills.
So, all good. Castaway starts tomorrow night, as you just heard. BBC One at 9 o'clock. What a strange trailer that is.
You're stranded on a remote beach somewhere in the Pacific. Your fellow castaway has been stung by a jellyfish on the scrotum.
Good. Do we get to see that? Or anyway, I'm looking forward to it. Tomorrow night, BBC One, 9 o'clock. It says somewhere in the Pacific on the trail. I can narrow it down for you and say it's 50 miles from Auckland in New Zealand. That's where the island is. And it looks quite a nice island when you first look at it, but apparently it's not going to be nice for them. It's going to be on for 3 months. There's going to be no beds, limited food and water. It's going to be quite grim. Now, I don't mean to sound shallow. I am looking forward to the show. But have you seen the people that are going on it? The 13 people that are going to be on this desert island on Castaway. We've got Alistair, who looks a bit like Hurley off of Lost. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He's not what I would call eye candy. Same, Wendy Mitchell. Looks like a lovely lady. Would have preferred if she'd worn a polo neck in the publicity shot and not a bikini at her time of life. Now, you're all going to hate me now and say I'm shallow, but it ain't shipwrecked, is it? Do you know what I'm saying? Where are the attractive people? Think to yourself, okay, right, what can we do to get viewers? Take a leaf out of Shipwreck's books. Get some really fit people on. I can't see any. Maybe they're just bad photos. There's no fit people. Just one would have been nice. I'm sure it'd be great, though. Sorry if I've offended anybody. One. Emily?
Hello.
You all right?
I am, yes. I'm fine, thank you.
I got your email.
Oh, did you?
Gross.
I know, it's actually disgusting, isn't it?
Tell the nice listeners.
Well, I work in an office at the moment, and there's a guy that I work with. He sits just across the way from me on another desk, just opposite. And
right.
He always picks his nose.
Pardon?
He picks his nose all the time.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, I know, but this is like a lot of the time in front of everybody. And basically, I had to use his computer the other day because mine was being it was being sorted out by the computer man.
Right.
And I went over, and as I walked past his filing cabinet, all the dry crispy bogies are on the side of the filing cabinet. next to the wall, so he obviously has put them there for safekeeping or something. But there was 100. That was absolutely vile.
So he's got a special place where he puts them.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, he has people in, clients in all the time, and he shakes their hands, and they have to sit there right with their heads right behind the filing cabinet where all the babies are. And now I know, I just can't stop looking at it.
Where do you work?
I was just working at their local temping agency.
Right. Are you going to tell us his name?
Am I allowed to tell you his name?
It's up to you. depends how difficult you want your work day to be.
I'm sure he'll know who he is. He's the only one in the office that picks his nose in front of everyone freely.
Do you have Radio 1 on in your office?
We do, yeah.
Where is he right now?
He's on the coffee run. He's making us all a cup of coffee.
Don't drink it.
I know, I'm not going to drink it. Hello. I never do.
Good, so we've had poo and now bogeys this week. Any other bodily functions you want to let me know about, just feel free to get in touch.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Thank you, Emily. actually reminds me, when I was working at a radio station in Manchester, it wasn't Bogies, but there was a bloke called Derek who used to work in accounts, and he smelt real bad. And we had to get some petty cash out from the head of sales to buy some Glade plug-ins so he'd get the message. And he still didn't. It smelt real bad. Robin Cambridge says there really was no need for that bogey story at all. Just eating a double cheeseburger feels a bit sick. This show's made me feel frequently sick this week, to be honest. That was Arcade Fire and Keep the Car Running on Radio 1. Let's stop all the poo and wee and other stories now. Thanks. It's 4:45. So, Laura's boyfriend's still away on a conference.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You are paranoid
about him.
I'm not paranoid.
Seriously, after the show last night, I overheard Laura on the phone, and she's like, "So, are you going out with tonight then? And what time will you be back?" So completely giving him a hard time because he's away with work.
I don't think
apparently.
That's fair. I was just asking about what he was doing. Oh, shut up.
Where is he?
He's gone to Belfast.
On a conference.
Yeah, he is. He works for a university, so he's gone to a careers fair.
He's blatantly boffing one of his fit colleagues.
He's not, and I wasn't checking up on him. I was just finding out what he's been doing.
Mm. Now, here's a question for you. Is it wrong that Laura wanted to call up the hotel earlier to make sure he's behaving himself and check up on him?
Well, his mobile hadn't been... Oh, leave it.
Laura did call the hotel earlier today. Only I got involved as well. I'll let you hear it soon. Radio 1. Obviously, now I've said that I don't want any more gross stories. They all come in. Thanks for them. Ponder Replay, Rihanna on Radio 1. Someone says, try eating them. They taste great. Don't be so disgusting. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
That's Pete.
Hi, Pete. How can I help?
Well, we've got a bit of a dirty habit here as well. Yeah, the old cleaner guy, he comes over.
Right, this is the last one, everybody, the last one. Yeah, go on, your cleaner.
He comes over and he has a clean in the mornings, and he uses the same cloth around the toilet. And he does all the toilet handle, the flusher, the windows, absolutely everything in the toilet, even the dispenser for the toilet paper.
Okay, I feel a little bit sick already.
Yeah, it's really, really sick, but then it gets a bit sicker, because what he does is he comes out of there, and then he does our little kitchen area, because we're in a factory, and he has a good old clean around there, all the tops inside, the microwave, the cups, the whole blooming lot.
With the same cloth?
With the same cloth, yeah. Yeah. And then at tea break, he'll disappear out. It depends when the Jiffy van turns up. The Jiffy van will turn up. He goes out, gets himself a pasty or a pie normally, because they're the only hot things they carry. Sometimes a sausage roll. And in one hand, yeah, he'll be obviously putting that up to his mouth with whatever he's got in it in his hand sort of thing. And then the other hand's down the toilet.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
I just thought about this, though. Like, I don't know whether this is true, but I'm just presuming. In hotels, they must do the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, they must do.
Like, because when they clean your room... Like they'll go around the bathroom and everything, and then they move on to the glasses in the other bit.
Yeah, I'd like to know where he gets the water from to wash it down with.
Oh God! Right, yeah. Cheers. Bye. Oh, right. That's it now. Thanks. Hello, Radio
How
1.
You doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Isla here.
Hello.
How are you doing?
You're right.
I'm very well. I just wanted to phone. I work for Napier University in Edinburgh. And I just wanted to say that the Belfast events, and in fact all Irish events, are renowned for being the worst for frolicking for people that work in higher education institutions.
Really?
Yeah, we all fight over who's going to be able to get to that one, and I'm gutted I'm not there today.
What, it's just a pool fest, is it?
Total pool fest, everyone buys new outfits, make sure that their stands are looking really posh, really nice, like... It goes out of their way to try and stay in the same hotel.
A lot of people on the text are saying that it's about, 100 girls to one bloke?
Mm. Yeah, little schoolgirls, they wear very short skirts. You wouldn't believe some of the sights we see.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is the Belfast one, yeah?
Yeah, generally that's the one that most people cop off at.
Wow. The same conference that Laura's boyfriend's at.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, thanks for your call, love you.
No problem, love you too, take care.
Laura has been really quite paranoid this week, and wanted to... Were you really thinking that he might be doing something?
I'm not checking up on him.
You are? Phoning the hotel is checking up on him.
Well, maybe slightly, but...
Checking up on people ain't nice.
No, but I'm not. I'm just... care about him, that's all.
Now, I kind of went along with this earlier and said, yeah, okay, well, let's phone the hotel on air. That might make a good bit of radio. So Laura's like, okay. Now, what Laura didn't know at the time was that I had called up one of my friends who is an actress and explained to her that Laura was going to call and maybe they should, like, make some stuff up about her boyfriend that never really happened, just to teach Laura a little bit of a lesson. So I phoned my friend Emma Sams off of Dynasty in the 80s and Celebrity Scissorhands fame. She's an actress. And got her to be from the hotel, and you can hear what happened next. This is Get Kate Where Can You Fly. So Laura, who works on the show, is paranoid, to say the least, that her boyfriend James is boffing away in Belfast on this conference. Boffing in Belfast. Boffing in Belfast. So Laura wanted to call up the hotel, which I just think is wrong, and checking up on people is just not that nice, really. Especially because he's done absolutely nothing to make you think that he's cheating on you. So I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, let's, yeah, phone the hotel, you weirdo. And in the meantime, I tipped off my friend Emma, who's an actress. And Laura was like, here's the number, and gave me the number of the hotel. But I actually dialed my friend Emma instead. Listen to Laura's reactions on this call.
Thanks for calling the Holiday Inn Express Belfast. Sarah speaking, how can I help you?
Hiya, I wonder if you can. I was just wanting to check, have you had a James Busson staying with you the last few nights?
Can you spell that again?
It's Busson, B-U-S-S-O-N.
B-U-S-S-O-N, just a minute.
Okay, thanks.
Do you work for Mr. Busson as a company? Usually I can only give up information to the bill payer.
No, I'm his family. I'm trying to get hold of him. His mobile doesn't seem to be working. I was just trying to track him down, really.
Well, he did check out this morning.
Oh, right, okay. And was it a double room that he was staying in? Was there a double bed in it?
You know, I really can only give information to the bill payer.
I'm just trying to find out where he is, because his mobile's not working.
Well, I can give you information to say that he's checked out this morning.
Right, so he was staying in a double room, was he?
He was in a double room. It was upgraded from a single on Tuesday.
He upgraded from a single?
Yes. Yes, and he settled his bill this morning and checked out.
So was he the only person staying in the room? Had two people slept in the bed?
I can tell you that there was a room service order last night.
Okay, what did he order?
There was a tuna melt, a club sandwich, no bacon, and a bottle of champagne with two glasses.
So there were two sandwiches and a bottle of champagne?
Yes, and that was all settled and paid for this morning.
Okay. Can I just ask, have you seen him around the hotel at all? He's about 5'10", with brown hair, slightly past his best, and slightly fat.
Possibly. There was quite a few people in the lobby this morning, but yes, possibly. There was a chap, I think it could well have been him, with a blonde girl.
Right.
Quite thin.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
How did you not get that?
My heart just lurched.
You shouldn't be checking up on him. I like it that you're his whole family now.
Do you work for Mr. Busson as a company? Usually I can only give up information to the bill payer.
No, I'm his family.
Yeah, all of family. That's me. Did you not swig it at all?
Well, I wondered why she didn't have a Northern Irish accent, but right. That, not at all. Can I just ask, have you seen him around the hotel at all? He's about 5'10", with brown hair, slightly past his best, and slightly fat.
That's a great way of describing him. He'd be happy with that, I'm sure. No, you won't be checking up on again, will you?
No.
No, good.